Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I'd like to talk about inheritance. You know, I haven't had any wealthy people in my family, and so I've never received anything in an inheritance when it comes to financial means. But I've inherited so many wonderful things from my mom, my dad, my grandparents. I have an inheritance, but my Heavenly Father has an inheritance for me that I can enjoy now and I can have forever, because He assures me that peace is my inheritance. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, we read this at Christmas time, but it's appropriate when we talk about our inheritance. The scripture says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and my favorite, the Prince of Peace." In John 16:33, the text says, "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me." This is Jesus. These are red letters out of the Gospel of John, "that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world." And then John writes again in chapter 14, beginning in verse 26, "But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." You know, in the Jewish culture, the people greet each other and say goodbye with the same word, shalom. James Strong defines the word shalom in his concordance as welfare, wholeness, health, prosperity, and listen for it, peace. Think about that. That seems like a mouthful from just a simple word as peace. As we look around in the world today, we see and hear wars, fighting, terror, murders, weapons of mass destruction. I mean, we're always bombarded with information about what all is bad in this world. And it seems like every day we hear more about some type of upheaval in the Middle East more than any other part of the world. Isn't it ironic that from this war-torn region, their greetings and goodbyes speak of the one thing that is missing in their land, which is the very shalom of God? In John chapter 12, Jesus is conversing with his disciples, knowing the time of his death is quickly approaching, and he offers comfort to them by letting them know that he is leaving, he will not leave them alone. I love how Jesus shows us the reality of this world, but doesn't leave us hanging without hope. Jesus tells them of the impending dangers that they're going to face after he's gone, but he also tells them that the gift, the Holy Spirit, will be given to them as a helper, a comforter, and a teacher in his place. You know, when somebody knows their time to die is approaching, they usually put things in place for their loved ones. I mean, they make a will, they divide their inheritance among those that they're leaving behind. They state their desires to be carried out after the death and how it's supposed to happen. And in this passage, we see Jesus do the same thing. He's preparing to leave the most valuable treasure he owned for his beloved disciples. Now, you might think Jesus, the Son of God, would have given them silver or gold or a mansion, but Jesus leaves in his will peace, his shalom. Friend, listen, nothing is more vital, and nothing will determine the quality of your life that we live in this world more than peace. We believe in money. We believe in possessions. We believe in vacations and social outings and social standing. And we believe that all these things will bring us hope and peace, but they don't. One of Jesus' titles is the Prince of Peace. He is peace. Peace belongs to him, and that's why only Jesus can give us this inheritance of real peace. And we get to have it now, not just in heaven. We can have peace in our soul. In his conversation with his disciples, listen to what it says in the Amplified Version. "Peace I leave with you. my own peace I now give and I bequeath to you. The word bequeath means to leave or to give personal property by will or to pass something to another, to hand it down, according to Merriam-Webster. Friend, listen, take hold of the peace that only Jesus offers. And you say, well, Chuck, how do I get it? Well, you draw near to him. You speak with him. You listen to him. You worship him. And you follow him. Whatever the Lord Jesus would do, do. Whatever he is speaking and nudging into your life, act on. And when you do, he'll give you great peace. What an inheritance. Peace he gives to you. God bless you, friend. Shalom.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.